you do with the tape?
We might put it on the internet in case someone's interested. We wouldn't use your name. We would just, you know, it's just for the answers to theological questions.
Okay, you can make. If you want, I can tell you my homepage. You want?
No, it's all right.
Yes?
No.
No. Okay. Okay, what was the question? In the Revelation of John, there's written that there's a woman, and the woman has a child, and the woman has very much pain by borning, by giving the life to the child. You know this?
Yeah, Revelation 12.
I don't know by heart where this is.
Yeah.
And if this woman is Mary, why should have Mary very much pain when she gives life to the child?
Well, because the fathers of the church understand that to refer to a number of different things, that on one level it refers to Mary, like in Revelation 12, 1 and 2, the woman clothed with the sun, with a crown on her head. And that, by the way, many believe is another example of biblical evidence for the Catholic teaching on the assumption of Mary into heaven. Like some people say, well, where does it say anywhere in the Bible or indicate anywhere in the Bible that Mary was assumed body and soul into heaven? Well, we have an indication in Revelation 12, 1 and 2. But on another level, the fathers of the church understand that woman in Revelation 12 to refer to the church and to the church's struggles in certain periods of church history, especially the end of the world, and so that Satan is trying to destroy the child that the woman is nourishing and bringing forth. And so there's a struggle there, and it's a difficult process, basically, to bring about the salvation of the church. Mm-hmm. So people understand that on a number of levels.
So do you believe in Portuguese wonder of Fatima?
Absolutely.
You believed it?
Absolutely. And it's just an undeniable miracle. There were non-Catholics there, skeptics there.
Yes,
okay.
But I believe this is a wrong miracle.
The wrong miracle?
Of Satan.
No, it's a miracle of God. It was predicted in advance.
Yes.
Okay, here's another thing that's very interesting, is that passage of Revelation 12, 1-2 talks about the woman clothed with the sun, and it says that a great sign was seen in heaven.
Yes.
Now, the secular newspaper in Portugal,
yeah,
after the event of Fatima, actually had a headline that said, "The Sign of Heaven." Think about that. You had the secular paper basically testifying to the fact that this appearance of Fatima was the sign of heaven.
Mm.
And see, a miracle that prodigious, that astounding, that's not something that Satan can do or God would allow Satan to do. It's predicted in advance. The fruits of it are fantastic. Everything it said was in perfect conformity, was perfectly in line with the Catholic faith. The one true faith.
Yes, but in the Revelation is written there's a second sign that there comes a dragon in heaven.
Right, because that passage is dealing with a number of different things. It's the apocalypse, when you're talking about the apocalypse, it moves around to different things. And so it talks about the original battle. It talks about things happening in the last days. It talks about a number of different things.
What do you believe about George Bush?
What about him?
About his faith and so?
Well, like any other heretic, I mean, he's not of the true faith.
What?
He's not a Catholic.
Okay. And another question, Billy Graham also you do not believe in?
No, he's a heretic and actually a very misleading one, because he presents people with a false salvation message.
Mm.
You yourself said you don't believe in justification by faith alone, right?
I do not believe in George Bush's faith because of torture and so.
No, I'm asking you, do you believe in justification by faith alone?
I believe like this. I believe when a person has not a chance to do good works. For example, the murderers near Jesus Christ on the cross. They did they did not have any chance to do good works, yes? And the one says, Jesus, you are wrong and so, and help yourself. And the other said, forgive me or think about me when you come to your kingdom. And this murderer besides Jesus Christ had no chance of good works. And I believe if a man or a woman has not a chance to do works, he can be saved only by faith. But I believe when a person is rich or has many possibility to do works, he has to do works.
Well, the good thief was saved before the official establishment of the church, which was made obligatory on all. That the requirements to be saved after the resurrection are different from those which were required before the resurrection. Okay, so the good thief is not an example, but you just said you don't even believe that the Gospels are necessarily authentic. So, I mean, why would you quote that?
What?
You just said earlier that you're not convinced that what the Bible says is true.
I say that there are some contradictions. For example, the man who was, the two men who were near Jesus Christ, in the one gospel it's written, both condemned Jesus, and on the other gospel it's written, the one said, Jesus, think about me. So what is true? Did both say, oh, you are wrong, Jesus Christ, or what is, you understand?
Well, yeah, that's not a contradiction at all, because it's very possible that both of them at a certain period of time did mock him, and then one of them changed his position. Mm. And it's also possible that if only one mocked him or rebuked him or criticized him, that in general terms, one could speak of the thieves as a whole mocking him. You see what I'm saying? So that sort of like, for instance, the sacrament of baptism. In Catholic teaching, the sacrament of baptism is the only sacrament that is absolutely necessary for salvation. So, but in a general way, one could say the sacraments are necessary for salvation. You see what I'm saying? Even though it's only one. Likewise, even though maybe just one thief rebuked him, the gospel writer could, just in describing the events generally, say the thieves who were with him rebuked him. So I don't see that as a problem at all. But what I'm saying to you is, it's very simple. Christ founded one church. The rest are man-made false churches. You have to belong to the one church he set up to be saved. He left the Bible as an infallible source of revelation.
But another question, for example, there was Jesus and there was a woman who was a foreign woman, you know this? And she said to Jesus, oh, Jesus, please help my daughter. My daughter is ill. And Jesus said, no, you are wrong. You are a foreign woman, and I am old. I'm only for the sheep in Israel. You know this?
Yeah, I think I know what you're referring
to. Okay. And then the Jesus says, is it right to give the bread to the dogs and not to the children? And then the woman said, the dogs can have the, I don't know in English this. You understand?
Yeah.
The things fall down, the small pieces of bread fall down, and then Jesus says, oh, your faith is great, yes. So at first Jesus...
They also eat of the crumbs that fall from the table of their masters.
So that means that Jesus said in this Bible verse, I did only come for the children of Israel. And then this woman convinced Jesus and said, Jesus, you are for the whole world. This is sensationally.
Well, she's just, and in fact, Jesus then goes on to praise her great faith. And so he probably set that whole dialogue up to give her an example to show her profound faith. And all it's illustrating is that, yes, he came first and foremost to the children of Israel, but he came for everyone who would incorporate them into the new Israel by accepting him. So it's not a problem. It's not a big deal at all. All it's saying is that he was the Savior, first and foremost, of the Jewish people, and over and above that, everyone else. So I don't. You're making a big deal out of nothing. So it's something where, I don't know, it's pretty simple, though, how ridiculous it is to think that true Christianity could come 1,500...
What do you believe? How many millions people in the world are real Christians?
Whoever are authentically authentic traditional Catholics.
Yes, but how many millions? 10 million?
I couldn't put a number on that.
So you have no idea, 100 million, 10 million, 1 million?
I don't know. It's not 100 million, I don't think. It's a very small number in comparison to those who think they're Christians.
So you believe all others go to hell?
That's correct.
Someone who is, for example, who does not believe in God, and he helps, for example, he saves the life of a Christian, what is then?
Someone who doesn't believe in God and saves the life of a Christian?
Yes.
That's not sufficient for salvation.
Jesus said in Matthew, I believe Matthew 24, like this, I don't know by heart, he said,
greater love than this, no man hath.
To my lowest brothers you did to me. Yes, you know?
Yeah, Matthew 25.
Yeah, 25, perhaps, yes.
Yeah, where he's talking about separating the sheep from the goats. Well, he's illustrating primarily, see, the thing that will convict most people on the day of judgment are the sins that they've shown and committed in their day-to-day lives. For instance, like, first and foremost, people will go to hell for their dishonesty, their lying, their sins of the flesh, their lack of charity. Okay, that's the reason that most people are left in ignorance of the true faith, because God sees how they are in their day-to-day lives, and he sees that they're not honest people, they're not of goodwill, they're not charitable people. Okay, they're not of the truth, and so they're not worthy of the grace to come to the knowledge of the true faith. So first and foremost, that's what convicts them on the day of judgment. That's what convicts the person on the pagan island who's never heard of the gospel, his lack of charity, his bad will in his day-to-day life. And so that's what he's illustrating there, that for most people, they will go to hell first and foremost for those type of things. But that does not mean that there aren't people who are going to hell specifically for rejections of the faith. And it doesn't mean that people can be saved without the faith. Jesus makes that very clear, that unless you believe in me, you will not be saved. Do you believe that baptism is necessary for salvation?
I believe it depends, because, for example, I believe when the man is very old and he is dying and he says, oh, I need a priest, please tell me how can I get saved. And then the priest says, pray to Jesus, Jesus Christ, please forgive me all of my sins. I believe that it's not necessary that he is baptized with water.
What Jesus said, unless a man is born again of water and the Holy Ghost, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. That's what he said. So Jesus himself taught that no man gets to heaven without water baptism.
No man will be saved without water baptism.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Another question, you say Holy Ghost, it's better Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit?
Both are acceptable.
Okay. Because I think ghost is something
Well, we prefer ghost just because of the connotation that certain people have put on spirit. That, you know, in today's world, but it doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you believe, who is the anti-Christian?
Who is what?
Anti-Christian.
Who is the Antichrist?
Yeah, Antichrist, yes.
Well, the Bible says it's a spirit that dissolves Jesus, but basically it's this line of anti-popes in Rome, since Vatican II. That's what we believe. Mm-hmm. Anyone who denieth that Jesus is the Christ is Antichrist, but there's a specific fulfillment, we believe, at the end of the world, and it's in Rome right now.
Mm. Mm. And when you think about Hitler, what do you believe? Where are the Jewish who were killed by Hitler?
I don't understand the question.
Okay, Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, I know who he is.
He killed the Jewish.
Right.
And what do you believe? Where are the souls of these Jewish?
In hell.
Okay, I have a very interesting verse in Bible. It's in Revelation of John, and there are the four apocalyptic riders, okay? The four with the four horses.
Four horsemen?
Yes, horsemen, okay. And there is the first one, and he is on a, or what is the color?
I'd have to look. I don't know.
A white one, yes?
I'd have to double check. What about it?
The first the first horseman, yes? He's on a white horse. Okay?
Okay.
Good. I believe that this is the white race that that makes slavery and so on. The English United Kingdom and Great Britain and Commonwealth and this. I believe this. Then there is a red horseman, and I believe that this is the First World War. Then there is another horseman. This is black, and there's written that it took the.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't have time for your personal opinions about. I mean, this is all your own personal speculation. So what?
Yes. No, I want to say one. The last horseman, the fourth one, I believe this is Hitler.
Yeah, I don't.
What?
I don't. Okay. So what?
Yes, I believe the fourth one is Hitler, and then it's written that there are people who are killed about because of their faith, and I believe these are the Jewish, and I believe that they are saved.
No, well, then that's a total rejection of Christ. Christ made it clear that unless you believe in me, you will die in your sin. He said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, he that believeth not shall be condemned.
There's St. Paul who says in Romans, I believe, he says, whole Israel will be saved.
Right, and that does not mean that.
What?
That does not mean that Jews are saved as Jews. That means that there are different interpretations of that passage. Okay, some believe that that means that a great number of Jews will convert before the end of the world, and that can be interpreted to mean like there were Catholic saints like Saint Vincent Ferrer who converted hundreds of thousands of Jews. Okay. Others have different interpretations. No way does it mean that Jews who do not accept Christ can be saved. That rejects the whole teaching of Christ. The main feature of John's gospel is that unless you accept him, you will not be saved. Acts 4:12 says that there's no other name under heaven given to man whereby he must be saved except the name of Jesus.
Okay. Good, then I don't want to steal your time too much.
Okay.
And I think it was quite interesting. Another question, short question. What do you believe, how many people in the United States are like you, so have your faith? 1 million or?
I don't know the exact number. It's hard to, I know that we have lots and lots and lots of people coming to our site, waking up, manifesting agreement. Okay, so there are a lot of people out there who are interested.
Okay, and you will put this what I said in the internet.
We might, you know, use this for people who might be interested in some of these topics.
Okay.
Okay.
Goodbye.
All right, I would check out our other stuff on our site.
What?
I would listen to those programs I directed you to.
I do not understand.
I would listen to those audio programs I directed you to.
Okay.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.